What's in the news? Election Day.
Today is our Independence Day.
I will be a president for all Americans. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everyone.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. We've heard from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for months. Now the voters speak, and so do our experts one last time. Political Director John Dickerson says Florida and North Carolina are two states the Clinton campaign will watch early on.
If she gets one of those two big ones, it's very positive. The campaign feels pretty good about Florida, but then they've just got to watch their sort of back door in Pennsylvania, which actually looks like it may be better for Clinton than it would have maybe previously, so they got to watch their back door in Michigan.
And Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
For Donald Trump, if he's going to catch up, what he's got to do is flip places like Florida for himself, like Ohio, and then also not just North Carolina, but maybe one of those reliably blue states like a Pennsylvania or a Michigan in order to start moving past Clinton in his electoral vote totals.
Bob Schieffer worries about the deepening divide that's ground politics to a standstill.
I think whoever wins this election, the first thing they need to do is get a hold of the people in the other party before they're sworn in and say, look, we have got to find some way to start working together. Let's get together. Let's identify a couple of things that we think we can get done.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.